Many of us think of our pharmacists as a person who dispenses medication, but in many places, he or she does much more, including dispensing medical advice. I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're discussing the evolving and expanding role of the pharmacist.
Support for Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine comes from UK Joint Reconstruction Program, providing surgical and non-surgical treatment options for all ages. More information available, 257-1000.
There's currently a bill in Congress that would recognize and compensate pharmacists as Medicare providers. To get more information on this, I recently spoke with Dr. Trish Freeman of the UK College of Pharmacy.
Right now, pharmacists are really one of the few healthcare professionals that are not listed as a provider under that federal statute. And because of that, it really limits the way that pharmacists are able to contribute and provide care and being reimbursed for that care.
Are there some concrete examples, perhaps? You know, when I think of a lot of the health challenges we have in Kentucky, like diabetes, hypertension, obesity, smoking, are pharmacists in a position in those underserved areas where they can contribute to public and personal health?
Absolutely. So in addition to medication management, pharmacists are trained in preventative services such as immunizations and the types of things that we think of in terms of preventing chronic disease, but also in chronic disease management. So pharmacists are poised and ready to provide those services, goal setting, coaching, assessment and monitoring of patients with diabetes, with high blood pressure, patients maybe that have high cholesterol. Pharmacists are accessible in their communities and are educated, and right now are actually probably very underutilized as a member of the healthcare team.
Dr. Freeman says because of the changing demographic of our patient population and the availability of providers, this need is not only growing, but pressing.
As our population ages, you know, those that are on Medicare, that role is expected to expand to over 80 million in just a very short period of time. And we know in Kentucky, for example, that 87 of our 120 counties really are classified as underserved. And so we have pharmacists in virtually every one of those counties that stand ready to assist.
I know just from growing up in East Tennessee, not all that different from Eastern Kentucky, that the pharmacist was oftentimes the de facto, if not the de jure, practitioner in town, or at least a first-line practitioner that people would go to. Is this bill perhaps a recognition of that and also a way to appropriately compensate pharmacists then for their professional time?
Yes, that's a very good point that you make. So pharmacists have been key members in their community in being able to provide services at that initial point of contact. Yes, we can help you with an over-the-counter medicine for, you know, this particular symptom that you're presenting with, or no, we need, you know, you really need to go and see the physician. Let me, you know, help you get in for that. But so pharmacists have played that role for a long period of time. But as the need for primary care-related services continues to grow, in order for pharmacists to play a meaningful role, there has to be an opportunity for them to actually be compensated for those services separate from the dispensing of pharmaceutical products that we commonly think about paying the pharmacist for when they go to the community pharmacy.
For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.